And again, all morning long, it's affordable, family-friendly summer vacation ideas. For a complete list of all the destinations we're featuring, head to our social media platforms, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Like and follow us there. Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Up next, we head back to Indiana. This time, it's Santa Claus, Indiana. There we find Melissa Arnold. It's our pleasure to welcome Melissa to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. Santa Claus, Indiana. There has to be a story behind that name. What's the story here, Melissa?
It all started back in the 1850s. The town was known as Santa Fe, and the townspeople applied to get a post office. They were turned down because there was already a Santa Fe, Indiana. So they put their heads together, and they tried to come up with a different name. They discussed, probably argued. They weren't sure what to do. And then finally, on Christmas Eve, they were meeting after a church service in a little log cabin, and the children were running around, the adults were talking, and a gust of wind blew open the doors, and the kids heard jingle bells and said, "Santa Claus!" So the adults said, "Santa Claus it is." And then the post office was established in 1856.
So what makes Santa Claus unique is they decided on this name, but it's Christmas there 24/7, right?
It is. The streets are named after the holidays. You can go to Santa's car wash year-round, holiday foods, the Santa Claus hardware store. And during the summer, fall, and winter seasons, there's even more. There's the Santa Claus Christmas store, Santa's Candy Castle, the Santa Claus Museum and Village, Evergreen Boutique, Santa's Stables, just lots of fun things to do.
And how far of a drive are we talking to get to Santa Claus, Indiana from Cincinnati?
It's just around 2.5 hours.
Okay.
So
good.
Not a bad drive.
Not a bad drive at all. Now, let's talk about this. Now, what are the must-dos? If we visit Santa Claus, Indiana, what do we have to do? What do we need to put on our must-do list, Melissa?
Well, if you're coming during the summer, you definitely want to check out Holiday World and Splash and Safari. It's a theme park and water park. You get both parks for the price of one, free soft drinks, free sunscreen, free parking. It's a great family value. And they have some top-rated wooden roller coasters. They opened a steel coaster that loops you upside down and all around a couple years ago. They've got some incredible water slides, plus family entertainment, family raft rides, and some of the classic rides that you'd expect to find. So it's definitely a must-do if you come during the summer or those fall weekends.
All right, so that's the must-do in general. But what if you have a family, and we want to visit the theme park. That would be great. But what else is there for families to do?
Oh, there's so much. It just depends on your interest. There's golf courses in the area. There's shopping, horseback riding. Santa's Candy Castle has every candy you can imagine, plus popcorn and their delicious frozen hot chocolate. And then right down the road, there's Lincoln State Park and Lincoln Boyhood National Memorial. A few more minutes down the road is Holiday Drive-In. They have 6 screens that play double features each night. So there's just tons of different things families and kids of all ages can enjoy.
Okay, so for those that are listening this morning, couples, if they just want to get away for the weekend, make the 2.5 hour trip to Santa Claus, Indiana from Cincinnati in this area, what is there for couples? Maybe a little bit more romantic.
Well, I think couples could definitely enjoy Holiday World. Mm-hmm. But other than that, too, there's 2 local wineries. There's a brewery, but also walking the trails in the state park and the national park, and then going to the drive-in for a date night would be a perfect way to end the evening.
All right. Sounds good to me. Now, we know what to do. We know where to go. Where should we stay? What are the best places to stay when we come to Santa Claus, Indiana?
Well, the only hotel right in Santa Claus is Santa's Lodge, so that's a great option. There's also Lake Rudolph Campground and RV Resort right next to
that.
Holiday World. Yeah, they have cabins and cottages you can rent. You can rent an RV or bring your own RV, and they have tent camping, and they have tons of amenities on site there. There's also Santa's Cottages and Lincoln Pine Lakefront Resort, which is also cottages that surround the lake. And then there's tons of vacation rentals. So depending on how many people you're traveling with, you can find a home away from home and have your own kitchen and space to spread out, too.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. This morning, it's all about affordable family summer vacation ideas. This morning, we're speaking to Melissa Arnold. She's here this morning to tell us all about Santa Claus, Indiana. Now, for parents that would like to sneak in a little history lesson during the vacation or road trip, what would you suggest for parents that are visiting your area, Santa Claus, Indiana?
Well, this is a perfect spot for that, because not only do we have all the fun rides and the shopping and the horseback riding and candy, but Lincoln grew up here. He spent 14 years here.
President Lincoln. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And a lot of people forget his time in Indiana, but we have several sites dedicated to, you know, commemorating his time here, including there's a state park with a nature center. The national park has a museum and some exhibits inside the visitor center. Plus, you could walk a trail to see where his mother was buried here, and go to the Living Historical Farm, where you see rangers reenacting a lot of activities that Lincoln would have done as a boy here. And then the Lincoln Pioneer Village is about 20 minutes away in Rockport, and they have 13 cabins that you can explore that were from Lincoln's time.
So, Melissa, the show this morning is all about affordable family summer vacation ideas. Why is it so important for families to vacation together? Why is that important for families?
Oh, gosh, I think vacations are essential. I think it's a great way for families to connect in a different way outside of the day-to-day activities and routines. And I think it's a really neat way to experience something together. And of course, you take pictures and videos and you have those memories forever. I think it's a great way to connect, but also learn about each other and really just refresh.
All right. And all morning long, we're featuring affordable family summer vacation ideas. Why should our listeners plan a trip and visit Santa Claus, Indiana?
Well, if you love Christmas, you have to visit Santa Claus, Indiana.
No doubt.
You get to do Christmas shopping throughout the year. You get to see Santa. You get to experience so many things that are limited to just the holidays in other areas. And I think that's what makes us really unique.
All right. And if our listeners would like to find out more about Santa Claus, Indiana, how can they find out more?
Yes, just go to santaclausind.org, and we'll give you tons of ideas for your next trip.
All right. Thank you so much. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you. We'll see you this summer.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.